Hello, and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you during the COVID-19 crisis. Today, our special guest is our dear friend and prophet, Cindy Jacobs. Our co-host today is Mondo de la Vega, Maricela Woodall. I'm Tammy Sue Baker, and now, direct from her home in the beautiful Ozark Mountains, here's your host, Lori Baker.
Yay! Thank you, everybody out there. And I remember first meeting you in person, Bill Hammond's church. We were down there. We were actually living there. That's when I first, and you were preaching at this big conference, and Jim and I just happened to be there. You were preaching on the spirit of Leviathan.
You know, this reminds me of, you know, Hitler and the Jews and, you know, was it Niemöller? I'm trying to think who said this, but, you know, that, you know, they came for the Jews, I did nothing. They came for the Catholics, I did nothing, and whatever. And then it says in plain, they came for me, and there was no one to speak up. Well, you might say, oh, Cindy, for us today, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't count. Well, listen, I want to tell you, there are places in America where people are having to register as they go into church. This is, this is outrageous.
Yes.
Absolutely outrageous, you know? And so there is something happening, and Satan is trying to take advantage of this COVID-19 situation that we're in. Many years ago in our ministry, we noticed that with our very good friends and different ones, like, they just believed the unbelievable about us, you know, and we kept trying to make a situation right. We'd call and talk to them. Nothing worked. Nothing we did worked, and we couldn't figure out what's wrong. And the Lord said to me, it's Leviathan. Leviathan is the god of chaos. And literally, Leviathan is chaos. And so Job, I began to study in Job 41. There's a couple of places in scripture where it talks about Leviathan. But what I found out is that this is a creature that is being spoken of. But as you study him, there's also supernatural elements. In other words, there's an invisible realm and a visible realm. Now, a lot of Christians today, Mondo, Marisol, and Lori, they act like the spirit realm doesn't exist. But the Bible says it, that there are demons and there are angels, and Ephesians 6, principalities and powers, rulers of darkness, wicked spirits in high places. I mean, so why do we, you know, neglect spiritual warfare and just think, well, you know, as long as I declare detente to Satan, he's not going to bother me. That's ridiculous. I mean, look at the book of Acts. Every time that the gospel advanced, there was some kind of power encounter that Satan put to try to push it back.
That's right.
Every time Jesus, you know, look at all the things that Jesus went through, you know, so people just whine and say, oh, well, you know, it's so terrible. I'm just not going to do anything to make waves. Your very life is making waves just by breathing, all right?
That's right. Amen.
Yeah. And so anyway, I was looking at Leviathan, and there are characteristics given in Job 41. And so number one, he's a covenant-breaking spirit. Job 41 says, will he speak softly to you? Will he make a covenant with you? And so I want to say to you that what happens, I was saying this was happening with some friends of ours. We realized that Leviathan was getting between our communication. Like, so I was saying one thing and I knew what I said. But they swore they heard something different. They said, oh, you did not say that to me. And so Leviathan is a twisting spirit. So it twists communication. So by the time you say something, it gets between you and the hearer. And so they hear something totally opposite, are completely different. Twist the tone. And so it says, will he make a covenant with you? So even in marriages, this can happen. I know Mike and I were getting kind of testy with each other one day. I said, Mike, this is just that Leviathan spirit. Now we need to recognize what's going on right here. And we stopped and we said, in the name of Jesus, we bind you, Leviathan. You're not going to affect our marriage. Oof, amen. It was over.
I totally understand it because, of course, this has happened between Jim and myself. But I will tell you, I had a great story, and it's a real story. And I wish Ricky was right here to say, it's true, Mom. It happened one time about a year or so, about a year, maybe 2 years ago. Ricky and I were up in the kitchen making dinner. And he just thought I said something to him that I didn't say. And it was twisted. And I said, Ricky, this is not what I said. I mean, you're taking something that I just said to you completely wrong and twisting it. And all of a sudden, Ricky, my son, this young man of God, all of a sudden he goes, he recognized the spirit. He goes, wait a minute, Mom. This is Leviathan. I said, in the name of Jesus, yes. We take over. You are not allowed in this home, you twisted serpent. Wow. And I mean, and Ricky agreed, and we prayed, that's and right. Boom, it was yes. over. And then Ricky goes, I'm sorry, Mom, please forgive me for taking it that way. But mm-hmm. there it was between.
That's right.
And I bet you there's a lot of Leviathan spirits trying to take over right now in marriages and in families because everybody's locked in together. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, you get a little testy with each other when it's just one or two of you at times, or maybe 10. But seriously, yeah, it happens in marriages. It happens in relationships.
That's right.
And so, well, that happened with that ministry. And so I bound that spirit and I talked again to them. And it was like they forgot everything that happened before. It was like it was gone. You know, like here I'm limping still, you know, but I knew yes. better. Then to go back and try to go over it again at that point, you know, I was just glad everything was okay. But what right. you gave, you know, with you and Ricky, that example is exactly why we're sharing with everybody today. This is so important to realize. And sometimes people, you know, we just walk in and out of our life. And if we don't deal with this twisting spirit, it'll play on hurts and, you know, things where you haven't cleared things up. And then all of a sudden, boom, it's breaking covenant. You want a divorce. You want to walk out or something like that. It's a covenant breaking spirit. Now, we need to understand this. We need to understand what is really happening. And, you know, I think since Mike and I have come to realize, just like you and Ricky, stop a minute here. Okay, just stop a minute. What is really going on? We love each other. You know, we don't want to break covenant. We have a covenant. But the wonderful thing, and I'm going to jump ahead because there's some more points I want to make on this, but what is behind this? It says Job 41:34. He beholds every high thing. He is the king over the children of pride. So pride raises its ugly head. And like, look what Ricky did. I mean, I'm so proud of Ricky and proud of you for teaching Ricky and you and Jim, because he humbled himself. You understand that? He didn't try to defend himself. He didn't get mad at you. He just humbled himself and said, I'm sorry. And what happens? Poof, a soft answer turns away wrath. So what happens is somebody has to come in humility, in the opposite spirit, because Leviathan feeds on pride.
Before we go any further, what I want to say to everybody and to Cindy, the point she's making is this, is that how do you kill Leviathan? How do you destroy Leviathan? Go to Job 41 and read all of Leviathan and the whole thing that he deals with here in Job, and that the word deals with in Job is God. But when you said he beholds all things, he is king over all the children of pride. So therefore, humility kills Leviathan. And if there was ever a time to be humble, it's now. Yeah. I have all my little sayings. The kids know and people around me know I have sayings everywhere. And because I just, certain ones I like. And this one I found A little ceramic, and it says, on one side, work hard, and the other side says, stay humble. What else on Leviathan, Cindy?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. There's things like I wrote down. He has the manifestations that bring despair, depression, intimidation. Look at verse 8 of Job 41. Lay your hand on him. Remember the battle. Never do it again. Okay, so what's happening is there's this intimidation, and the next verse amplifies it. Any hope of overcoming him is false. Shall one not be overwhelmed at the sight of him? So whatever battle you're in, when Leviathan's in it, it's like, it's big. It feels, maybe it is a big battle, but it feels so big you want to quit. It feels so big you can't even seek God sometimes for the answer. You just get overwhelmed. You need somebody else to pray with you or pray and pray for you, because it can become an oppression and you can't break out of it. You know, there's oppressing spirits. How do you know you're actually becoming oppressed? Well, you can't read your Bible. You're having trouble just praying, and you have come under some kind of oppression. And thank God, you know, for friends, Lori, you know, we pray for each other. You know, it's like someone you can call and just say, look, I know this is weird, but I'm just so down today. And, you know, the other one just stand up and pray.
One thing I want to say is, you know, regarding that scripture right there that you just said, and Leviathan, about talking about Leviathan in 41, verse 9. Notice, any hope of overcoming him is in vain, is what the MEV version says. Shall not one be overwhelmed at the sight of him? Then I have written in my Bible right next to this, I have written 2 Corinthians 10:5. Well, what's 2 Corinthians 10:5? We all know this as believers in Jesus Christ. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ.
Yes,
so you got to cross-reference and write things down and go, I'm so overwhelmed, I'm so overwhelmed. And then you go, wait a minute, I got to cast down these imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself. If it's against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Mm-hmm. So I just want to throw that in there.
Amen.
Yeah, that's really good. And, you know, we know that Satan is a liar. We know he's the accuser of the brethren. You know, however, we know that that there are things that happen that just get us in a place where we don't know what to do. And we're going to pray for you. After a while, because maybe you're just, it's so eye-opening for you to hear this, you know, maybe this is going on with your relationship with a friend or in your church. You know, whole churches can be defiled through the spirit of Leviathan. And what happens, one of the manifestations of that is gossip, you know, and so, you know, we always used to play the game of gossip, probably as kids. We'd start with one person and tell it the story. By the time you got to the end, it was completely different. But when Leviathan's there, oh my goodness, you become not only believe your rendition of the story, but you're fierce about it. You know what I mean? Because pride is there. Well, I can't be wrong. No, this is true. This really happened. I mean, even thinking about the show, you know, I mean, I have been there and I observed things for years. Anyway, then look at verse 18. His sneezing flashed forth light in his eyes and the eyelids of the morning. What's the MEV say?
His sneezing flashes forth light and his eyes are like the eyelids of the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, some people said, oh, maybe it was a dragon or whatever. We don't know. Some people think that was a hippopotamus. But whatever, we're talking about the demonic realm that manifests. And when somebody operates out of this Leviathan spirit and they say something to you, it like burned your soul. I don't know how to explain it. Have you ever had a conversation with anyone? I know you have. And it just, you're so hurt. And then you come away thinking, why did that hurt me that badly? Mm. Oh, I remember one day I came away from a conversation so hurt, and I realized it was this, and I prayed about it. But the Lord said, you know why, also why that hurt you so mad is because you believe that person more than you believe me. You believe, wow, you want their opinion. You want to be okay with them and their opinion more than my opinion of you. And the Lord said to me, you gave them power.
Wow.
That is so powerful, Cindy.
Wow.
And wow. I just wrote that down. Now I write in my Bible. It's okay. Write in your Bible. Turn to Job 41. Write in your Bible next to these points Cindy is making as she reads these different scriptures to you.
Let's jump down to 21. He makes the deep boil like a pot. He makes the sea like a pot of ointment. And I realize what that is and how that manifests, in, say, in a church. Somebody who actually operates on a regular basis under the influence of Leviathan stirs the pot, just stirs the pot. I mean, they come in to your family system or your life, and whenever they come, they defile people. I mean, it's like, and so what happens is, they turn people's opinion of you. I mean, people that you've been friends with for years, people that you've known 20 years and you've loved, all of a sudden, they just hate you. Or, you know, it just turns. It's crazy. How could that
happen? It's crazy.
And they won't even let you talk it out. I mean, you said, well, can we talk about this? No. Well, why can't we? It just wouldn't do any good, you know? And these people cause church splits. They damage families, you know. So this, and also there's another spirit that works with them, and we don't often talk about this, but it's the defiling spirit. Defilement people, there's times where, you know, it's interesting to do a Bible study on defilement, because you know, I can always tell if somebody has been defiled, like even somebody that works for us. You know, in years past, I look at how, you know, we had a really great team, but one of them got upset. Maybe they didn't get the raise they wanted, or, you know, so rather than coming to us, they start, you know, talking to everybody else. And all of a sudden, they form a little clique. And then we just, people are kind of short with us. And, you know, one time there was a spirit of mutiny. The Lord spoke to me to go up to our office and bind a spirit of mutiny. I didn't even know, you know, like I didn't think about that, but I did. And then it was revealed after that, that the staff had actually had a meeting and saying that they were all going to walk out at once and mutiny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when you've been unfortunately, when you've been in ministry work, you kind of see these things. That's, you know, right. I always say, you know, the end. Jim has taught me the underside of the belly, and that's why I'm so grateful that my kids love the Lord, and because they've seen the underside of the belly, and they've seen of that kind of stuff right there. Defilement, boy. I always say betrayal and defilement. Defilement just cuts so deep. It cuts like a knife. You're just like, oh, how can we make it through this one, right? But so you understand this so well. So you're saying that the spirit of Leviathan, that the spirit of defilement goes right along with that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And, you know, so demons cluster. A lot of people don't understand that, but they cluster together. Like if you get wounded, then a spirit of unforgiveness may come in. Sometimes it can actually be a demon when people just can't forgive. And sometimes it's actually a demon. And then with that will come infirmity. You know, then then that spirit of infirmity attaches to the unforgiveness, and it just starts destroying your body.
Right.
And so, yeah, and so, or death, or whatever. And a lot of times, emotional pain or extreme physical weariness. You know, the body was not created. We're not a machine. I keep reminding myself that.
We happen to know what it's like to be around somebody like you. I think his name's Jim Baker. You're teaching us so much.
That's right.
I hope every single viewer is getting something from this for your life, for yourself right now. You got to take some of this. And you got to apply it to your own life, to your own situation, and come against it in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and we are going to pray for you in a little bit. This is one thing I'm very strong about. Mm-hmm. Don't touch God's anointed. And do my prophets no harm.
I heard Brother Copeland say years ago that he doesn't read all that stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And if we get, I think I said this on the air before, that like if we get all that bad stuff, well, my staff reads that and I don't even see it because.
That's right.
You know, it affects you so much that you have to be careful that it doesn't influence your prophesying. You pull back. I don't know, play it safe. You know, you become, you know, risk, you have a risk aversion or something. And that's bad for a prophet to have that. It's like, okay, I'm just going to say the good stuff. I'm not going to say the other stuff, you know? And that's very, very difficult. It's, you know, it's hard being a prophet, okay? Can I say that?
Yeah.
You know, it's hard being married to a prophet. I know. I might wake
up. But what an honor.
Yeah, I might wake Mike up and just say, oh, there's a terror attack. This is not unusual at all. Let's pray right now. Or I'll be walking across the floor and I just start, Mike will go, who are you talking to? I'm just binding and praying over something. I just, you know, he'll go, oh, okay. You know?
The thing that we love and know about you, Cindy, so much is that you and Mike have been with us so countless times at Morningside. And I'll watch you when we're on the set. And, you know, there's Mike's over there, and then there's Cindy, then there's Jim, typically, then myself, you know, Mondo's on that side, Tammy C's on this side. That's our typical set, Jim Baker Show. And I'll watch Cindy, and I'll see her just looking out at the studio audience. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, God's showing her stuff. Get ready, get ready, get ready. And then you'll do a service at nighttime or whenever you come, if we have time, you know, before you have to fly out. And I mean, you just go and just speak right over people.
Yes.
And the thing is, I typically know most of the people. So I already know, like, if I'm not even there, I'm watching live Skyping, you know, live streaming. And I'm like, look at her go. Oh, my gosh. And she is right on about these people's lives because I know most of them and their lives. So I'm like, it's been amazing to watch throughout the years how God uses a vessel that just happened to say yes to him.
That's right.
And, you know, I really, I love that. I love that you have said yes. And I love that God called you and Mike together and that Mike is there next to you to hear all these words and to hear. Listen, I catch Jim outside. Typically, I'll go out to the deck and take a deep breath. And I'm like, God's talking to him. Or I'll see him, like, just kind of look off. And I'm like, God's telling him something. Wonder what God's saying, you know? So it's amazing. So I'll just say, what did the Lord just tell you? He goes, how do you know he was talking to me? I'm like, Jim, I know you. He's talking to you. And so then I'll write down whatever he says so that when the time is right, we deliver that word to all of you.
That's right.
I'm excited because, Cindy, I know that you and Mike are standing with us and standing with this ministry and that this organization that came against this ministry.
And when you see headlines of Samaritan Purse being booted out for helping people in New York City and Central Park because of their conservative Christian belief, that's the twisting Leviathan spirit that we're seeing in America today. That's what we're fighting against.
Right.
America will no longer accept traditional Christianity, meaning conservative right-wing Christianity is no longer accepted in the public square in America. That is being fought by not only liberal Christianity, but also liberal mindsets that don't want anything to do with God. the twisting spirit of Leviathan is alive and well in America just by those 2 points alone. The fact that the Jim Baker Show is being fought because we stand for babies and to save babies. Mm-hmm. And when you prophesy, Cindy, Lori's house, the fight, the war began when you prophesied against, you know, the ministry came against almost every odd because of what the prophecy to save babies. Mm-hmm. The liberals came against this ministry immediately. Yes. That's the warfare that this ministry is fighting for. That's what America is fighting for. This is why we're seeing the separation of the two churches in America today. Traditional Christianity is at war with the new liberal mindset.
Well, here's the thing, Cindy. Cindy prophesied, as most of you know that watch the Jim Baker Show throughout the year, Cindy prophesied to me personally, Mike and Cindy and I, just going to tell the story real quick again because we have a minute. Mike and Cindy and I, we taped some Jim Baker shows that day, probably several shows. And then we went out to dinner. And we were just talking about, you know, so how's the family? How's the family with you guys? How's the family with us? You know, just that kind of stuff. Because we just done some massive ministry shows. And then all of a sudden, Cindy just turns to me and says, you're to build Lori's house, a place to save babies from being aborted. And I was like, oh. I just kind of, and first of all, I never wanted to have anything named after me, but that's been an honor. But the other thing is, I just never really wanted anything named after me. But most importantly, I knew that if we built a place to save babies from being aborted, which I wanted to, my heart wanted to, my flesh didn't, because I knew also that we were going to have to go through some big warfare so that we could save these precious little ones. Well, long story short, driving home on 86 at Kirby Drive, as we get to Morningside, I said to Jim, I go, honey, just so you know what Cindy prophesied to me, to build Lori's house, a place to save babies. I want to. I had 5 abortions. I'm heartbroken over it. That's not a day that goes by that I don't think about my kids that are in heaven. But let me tell you something. You better get ready, because all hell is going to come against this ministry if we build this place. Well, we did build it. You've seen it. You see the outside. The rooms are beautiful. The mamas, the babies. Oh, by the way, during this COVID situation we've been through the past few months, we've had 4 babies be born. And then we had a new grandbaby be born. Mm-hmm. And so here we are in the midst of what the world has been going through, the whole entire world, which Jim prophesied on New Year's Eve. Mike and Cindy were there. Jim literally said something worldwide is coming. A few weeks later, here it is. And we're still living in it a few months into this thing. So all that to say, we have Lori's house. Not only when you support this ministry, you're supporting, when I say the ministry, it's not just the TV show. You're supporting Lori's house to save babies, to save them from being aborted, to save their precious mamas, for them to turn around and get their lives back with the Lord. I mean, God has done miracles in Lori's house. It's in a beautiful, wonderful, exciting ministry. But if this ministry goes down, Lori's house goes away. Mm-hmm. All the other things that we do, which are lots of outreaches. Yeah. We do a lot of outreaches. We don't even talk about on the air. We bring great guests on. We listen to them. We ask questions to feed to you. But I'm going to tell you what. You know, we have a food pantry. I don't know. We have so many ministries. I need a list of all the ministries that we have at Morningside. But we are called to do television. We have to stay on the air for such a time as this. This is the reason he's been born, for this moment.
That's right.
For this moment.
Yes.
And he's 80 years old, and he's, believe me, get ready. He's resting his brain. Cindy told him, you need to rest your brain, Jim. You need to rest your brain. You need to sleep. I heard you over the phone. I'm like, Cindy, Jim says to me all the time, Lori, you need to go to sleep because you're so wired that you're just going all the time. You need to sleep. Sleep is healing. You need to sleep. And then I heard Cindy saying it to Jim. Jim, you need to sleep. You need to rest your brain. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So Jim's always telling me that. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I hear Cindy telling Jim this. And I'm like, this is something, you know, what God is full circle bringing around. And so all that to say is we do need your support. And you know what? We love your letters. Now, what I do get to read is all of your wonderful letters. I get to read your emails. So does Jim. The staff, you know what they make sure and do? They copy everything off because we save your original ones. They copy everything. So we get all these beautiful letters from you. Sometimes I'll get the actual letter. I read every single one of your Christmas cards every year. I've done it for a year, every year since I've known Jim. And I'm talking thousands of Christmas cards. You're the best, most faithful, wonderful partners any ministry has ever had. I can tell you that right now. I hear you. I read what you say. I read them to Jim out loud. We'll sit in bed sometimes and I'll just read, you know, letters to him, encouraging letters. I mean, I'm talking all year long, year after year after year, because you are the most faithful partners.
Yes.
And just what you have shown us these past, several weeks since this situation has been going on. You have written us, you've encouraged us, you sent checks in, and it has been an amazing blessing. And I pray that you continue to stay with us and you continue to support us. And we will stand here and we will be here even while Jim rests right now. He's literally, when I say he's resting, he's resting. And so Cindy called and said, Jim, you need to sleep. He's sleeping. Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
That's
so all that to say, you can call us at 1-888-988-1588, and you can write a check. We can't take credit cards, and you can help stand with the ministry through electronic check. You can write us, you can call us, P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or go to the website, jimbakershow.com, and you can also do electronic check that way as well. It's super easy. And then if there's any products on there that you'd like to see or have, then order those. You need to get yourself prepared. You know, we might have a short little window of time here. You know, they're saying that even this virus, once we get through a little bit of this, what we're going through now, it could come back a second, you know, wave. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not the leader. I'm not the president. But I will say this, that if it comes back, you should prepare right now. You should get some of the generators we have. You should get some food that we have. You should get some of these things and prepare yourself so you're not a victim. And having to depend upon anybody else. And so, and then therefore you can help others too. It's a great way to show people, you know, when we were in the inner city, Mondo, even when Maricela was a little girl, when she was just a baby little girl, I would go down to the inner city where her original family was from. And what I did was I was always teaching all these little kids about Jesus and that Jesus loves them and all that. But the thing is, I never went down there and just started teaching them and doing little Bible stories about Jesus first. I always brought food with me to feed their empty little tummies. You got to feed them. Then they're going to listen to you. They're hungry. You got to feed them, physically hungry. So all that to say, there's so many ways to, you know, get ready to help other people and minister to other people through a very practical way like that.
Absolutely. I think one of the most important things is getting prepared. You know, I love to bring the news up because we're seeing a surge as the country's opening back up. The fears of the coronavirus and the pandemic is growing far more greater than what the media is telling us. And one of the headlines right now, 3,000 daily deaths by June due to the coronavirus. As we're reopening back up, city after city are bracing themselves to the surge of the coronavirus infections rising. This is not stopping anytime soon. Again, it's not about fear. It's about having faith to prepare and to know what's coming. Again, I love Amos 3:7 that God does nothing unless he revealeth the secrets unto his prophets. And the prophets are still warning that there's more things to come that are going to be far greater than what we can expect. If this is the window of what Matthew 24:7, and if we're seeing Revelation 6 play out and the horses are out of the barn and we're seeing famine and we're seeing the plague, the church's greatest hour, and I've heard Dad say this many times, the church's greatest hour is this hour of crisis, because we can preach the gospel and revival is going to come out of this crisis like never before. And people are having encounters with Christ by themselves in their home. You know, that we're seeing reports of Bibles being sold out in America. people are getting back. Sure, you know, there's a lot of devastation taking place. Famine is taking place. The locust is taking place in South Africa and Pakistan and China. And we're seeing all these biblical proportion events taking place. But on the other hand, we're also seeing that the revival is taking place in Americans' homes. We're seeing Iran having a revival of Christians. We're seeing South Korea, of course, having revivals in the midst of this pandemic. We're seeing the Bible, you know, literally coming to life in places and events mm-hmm. like we never expected.
That's right.
This is the hour where we support the ministries. This is the hour that David Wilkerson prophesied in his book, Vision and Beyond, mm-hmm. of events taking place out of control, weather out of control. But at the same time, when people repent from their evil ways and they turn from their evil and wicked ways, the Bible says that the land will be healed.
Not just people. He said, my people. We all know the scripture.
No, absolutely.
It's my people.
All these events, all these headlines that we're talking about today gives you the opportunity to prepare. This food that we're supplying you with is a 30-year shelf life supply of food buckets that you're not going to be able to see in the next few months. Why? Because as this thing is dying down and they're getting ready for the fall, the second wave, mm-hmm. the prices are going up. We're seeing the prices in the meat supply surging because of the lack of meat. We're seeing, you know, simple things as beans and rice are going to cost more. In Venezuela right mm-hmm. now, that a dozen eggs are worth a whole month wages right now. The experts are predicting that this can take place in America. Why? We're seeing the economy probably at its lowest since probably 2008. Mm-hmm. We're seeing unemployment of millions of people unemployed, standing in line waiting for food. Why not be ready food that can help you get through this crisis? When we're talking about the meal extenders of the pinto beans, that's 4 gallons of pinto beans, right. 4 gallons of the rice bucket, 4 gallons of the oats. This right here will give you a peace of mind. And all it is $255 donation to the ministry, mm-hmm. which, by the way, shipping and handling is included in this offer. You can have a peace of mind knowing that you will have rice, you'll have beans, you'll have oats.
That's
you
right.
can mix and match your meals with it if you already have the other food that we offer. In the meantime, get the Minutemen. Get some of this supplies in your hands before it's too late. You don't want to be that person
right.
standing in line.
Yes.
You don't want to have your family member standing in line for you. Believe me, hours and hours just to get lettuce, hours and hours just to get a little half a pound of beans and half a pound of rice. You don't want to be that. We witnessed that in Florida, and that was during a hurricane devastation in Florida. We saw it in Houston, Texas.
That's
people
right.
were standing in line.
Yes.
Their lives were disrupted. The headlines become real when it happens to you.
Right.
By the time it happens to you, it's already too late.
That's
Why
right.
not be prepared with
yeah.
food that will save your life? So
yeah.
give us a call right now, 1-888-988-1588. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or better yet, you can go to jimbakershow.com. And again, we're not using any credit cards.
That's
we can't
right.
process them right now, but we are taking cash. We are taking electronic checks. And it's very simple process when you go to the website. And of course, our beautiful and amazing operators in the call center will walk you through the process when you get that.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, that's amazing. Cindy, you know, one thing I wanted to talk to you about, and we could go on and on about Leviathan, and I think sometime we should do, you know, really go through all the steps of Leviathan someday. And you've taught us so much, but mm-hmm. I do have a few questions before we have to end this broadcast. And that is, I want to talk about what do angels have in this spiritual war, have to do with this spiritual warfare? Talk to us about angels.
Well, you know, angels are very active, and I've actually had a number of angelic encounters in my own life. In my book, Supernatural Life, I have a chapter on that. And I remember one day I was driving down the highway here in Dallas, and there was a big truck that pulled in front of me suddenly. I couldn't go to the left, and I couldn't go to the right. And then I called out to the Lord. And next thing I knew, I was on the other side of that 18-wheeler. I mean, just in a blink of an eye. And, you know, I think that happens to people, many people, maybe you're not aware of it, but on a regular basis.
I do. I believe that too. And I know, I believe that all of us actually have some angel encounter stories like that. Mm-hmm. And I know I've had many myself like that. Mm-hmm. And and I believe if we had our spiritual eyes open enough to see it and then recognize, wow, that was an angel. Like, that's God, you love us that much that you sent your, you send your ministering angels, your warring angel, all the different angelic. It's real. It's supernatural. It's for real. I love the supernatural. Okay, let me ask you really another question. I think it's very powerful right now. What are keys for our prayer life? Just a few keys of principles of strengthening our prayer life, Cindy.
Well, you know, I pray prophetically. Now I just get real quiet in the abiding place. And then the Lord kind of, I just start praying out of my spirit. But there are some prayers that I pray every single day. And I pray the prayer of Jabez every day.
Really?
Our step, wow. Yeah, every day. And then I pray, you know, bless me, Lord, enlarge the place of my tent and deliver me from evil and my family. I pray, you know, of course, a lot of people are doing Psalm 91. I pray and I bless Israel every day.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. I also pray and ask for an increase of the anointing, Acts 2:4, for miracles and more power to be anointed, you know, to manifest in my life. And the other one might surprise you. I pray for the power to get wealth.
Yeah, and, that's good. No, it's not going to surprise me at all, because when we have, we can give to others. We can give to ministries. It's not about us. And, you know, this stuff is not important. What's important, I mean, shelter, great. You have to have shelter, have to have food, have to have water. But what's important is that we're able to get wealth to help others.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that it's important to understand that. We have the National Day of Prayers coming up in the United States. So we're beginning the first part of that day on Prophetic Dateline with Blessing Israel. And we're having Chris Mitchell of CBN News, Jerusalem Dateline. We're having Rick Ridings, who has a 24-hour house of prayer there, John Hamill, a young prophet, and his wife, Jolene. And so we're going to begin with Israel. And, you know, I cannot tell you the ministries I know who bless Israel, who they just walk in blessing.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
Yeah.
You're
you know, I heard Pastor Robert Morris. I love Robert. Share how Gateway, when they were founded, began to sow into Israel first, you know, and I think we don't understand that. In our lives right now, we can't stop sowing, Lori. And so the Lord spoke to me very specifically. He said, okay, you need to pray. And if you don't have seed out there all the time, you're not going to have it when you need it. So, I mean, Mike and I this week, we thought of several ministries. One lady is a widow. You know, we want to make sure we're giving to the poor. If you give to the poor, you won't lack. I mean, we give because we want to give, but also we are activating biblical principles. And that's like when you sow into this show that maybe you have watched for years and years and years, but not sown into, you know, you want to sow into that. And I love it because some people are writing us and, you know, right now we're not traveling and getting love offerings, although I'm busier than I've ever been, but, yeah. You know, we're people are saying, look, I just feel like I should sow into you. You probably have a need. And it was so encouraging to me, you know, because here we are in the time. What are we going to do, you know? So spirit of generosity is very, very important right now.
Wow, that's X. I love that. What's God saying to you right now? I was going to ask, but pretty much I think you just said it. Spirit of generosity is very important right now. It really is to hear from the Lord.
Yeah, and a renaissance of hope. Pastor Kendall Laughlin was the Antioch movement. You know, he said, the Lord showed me that we have to have a renaissance of hope in God. In other words, believers, if believers get so down, you're not going to be much use to anybody else. So you've got to hope in God. If Satan gets your hope, he gets your faith. You know, you've got to have confidence in God. You know, why so downcast? Oh, my soul, put your hope in God. And so, you know, we don't hope in the government. We don't hope in whatever our paychecks. I remember Mike was laid off one time and he was driving home and the Lord said to him, well, now you're going to really walk by faith. But because before this, you thought you did, but you had faith in that paycheck that was coming in every week. Well,
that's right.
He was laid off for a while. But you know what? We were righteous in our life and God didn't forsake us. We didn't end up making less that year than when he was in management at the airlines.
Amazing. Wow. I love this. I love learning from you, Cindy. Cindy's only a couple years older than me, but but she is like I learned from her. And like
a mom, I'll be a mom.
You are a mom to millions of people. Oh boy, the stories I have I have so many stories about you in my own personal life, how you poured into me that you didn't even know you're pouring into me. And I just want to say this real quick because it's so precious how God works, and I think I shared this with Cindy the other day when she called Jim, but to say, Jim, you need to rest your brain. It was awesome. Anyway, but all that to say that I remember, and I was listening to the phone call, and we were sitting on our bed, and he has a speakerphone on, and all of a sudden a visual came to me of Cindy, that she was on the front cover of Charisma magazine. I want to say this, what was in the early 90s, Cindy, and I was just called into ministry by the Lord, and I was in ministry school, and Mom and I lived together in this darling little condo in Phoenix, Arizona, and we had the Charisma magazine in our room that sat there for literally, I looked at it every single day for the 5 years. We never moved it. I don't know why. I mean, it was like, I'm always moving my stuff around, my magazines and straightening them up. But it was you, and I thought, oh my goodness, what would it be like to be a mighty woman of God that God would literally let her? Because, you know, especially back in the early 90s, you didn't see too many women of God out there that were, you know, you kind of paved the way for us. But here you are on the cover. And I remember looking at you going, I wonder what that's like. I mean, she must be really something. And those thoughts just nonstop would come to me whenever I was in that room. So here I was in ministry school, and I was just doing learning ministry, doing ministry for all those years. And then one day to meet you was kind of surreal to me. But what was even more surreal was the other night. Even as much as we've been together, as much as you prophesied, as much as I know how true your friendship is to Jim, your my friendship to us is, and you support this ministry, is that in word and in deed and in prayer, is that the other day I was listening to your voice tell Jim, you need to rest your brain. Your brain needs to rest. You need to sleep. You need to rest. He's weary. And I was like, wow. And my mind flashed back to that Charisma magazine that I looked at for, I know Mom and I lived together there for 5 years, so I know it was there for 5 years. And but to think that it kind of for a split second kind of took me back to that moment. Yes. And I used to go, I was down, you guys actually, I would bring you guys over to my condo from the inner city, and who would have ever dreamt that would grow, the kids would grow up, and God would give us these kids and raise them, and then this one sitting next to me, Marcella, is the COO of the ministry. Then I have little Lori, who is that helps book all the guests. And then Mondo, we find him in the ghetto in LA. I mean, we're just like a ragtag team. Listen, Evie Hill prophesied to Jim when he lost everything once before. And we all know that story. But he prophesied to him when Jim didn't have, this is before Jim went to prison. And he called Jim. Remember, Evie Hill's a great, he was a big African-American man of God. And I used to love watching Evie Hill. I watched him on TBN all the time. I was like an Evie Hill fan. Anyway, so I never. So all these years later, Jim says, you know, Evie Hill called him when they had just lost everything. They had nothing. And he said, Jim, one day you're going to come back and you're going to build David's army. He goes, get ready. That means 99% of them and the other preachers can have the 1%. Well, I said, well, Mondo, I guess he started with you and me. And now and then God puts his hand on people's lives. And he has a mighty work for all of us to do to further the kingdom of God. Yeah. And what I'd like to do right now before we close this, because we have just a few minutes left, Cindy, is have you pray to break the spirit of Leviathan over people's lives. Have you pray for what's on your heart and prophesy. If you feel like you have a word that you need to prophesy, then go ahead and prophesy. I'm not saying to us, I'm saying to whoever's out there, because there are millions of people watching right now. You're not hanging on a word that a prophet has. You're hanging on the word of God, what he has. And Cindy is a vessel used by God in a mighty way. I've watched it happen countless times. Travels internationally, does massive things for the Lord. And so I feel like if you could just pray and break that spirit of Leviathan over people and however else you want to pray and whatever you want to prophesy, we have a few minutes left.
Thank you. Yes, well, now just get ready to receive. If some of you have been feeling overwhelmed, you know that covenant breaking spirit, all these things are working. So there's no distance in the spirit. I'm going to pray for you, and it's going to be just like I was sitting with you, wherever you are. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I do bind the power of Leviathan working against you. I command it to be broken over your marriage, over your friendships, over your churches, and the defilement that came with it, the lies that people have believed, we bind that. We bind this spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind the depression, the despair. I really felt something break right there. And I just want to say to you, receive the encouragement of the Lord. Now, the Lord would say to you, you are going between seasons. This is a new era, and you are going to a new season. And even though the new season is so different, the Lord says, if you allow the fear to overwhelm your mind rather than my word, then Satan will take you down. That is his plan. So the Lord says, get in the word. And when that imagination comes, that feeling, okay, I'm not going to make it. I'm going to be the one in that food line. Or maybe you already have been. And we believe in God to meet your needs. But, you know, I'm going to, you know, we're not going to be able to keep our house. We're not going to do all these things. You see, that's the accuser coming and telling you those things. Well, why don't you get in faith? No, I can do all things through Christ Jesus. I am an overcomer. I am not going to go down. Father, I thank you that you're supplying all my needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. You understand the difference? One builds yourself up on your most holy faith, and the other tears you down. I also bind the spirit of suicide on people. And I just say in the name of Jesus, even the spirit of death wish that would just make you wish you were dead, even if you didn't kill yourself. And the Lord says, let your mind become filled with my word. And the Lord says, as you fill your emotions with my word, they will come into the supernatural anointing rather than in captivity. I see some of your minds are in captivity with all the news and all the things that people are saying. You've got to know what God is saying to you. You've got to know that he is a good God and that he loves you and that he cares about you. And if you still continue to be generous, look out for other people that are poor or have needs. Don't just live for yourself. You know, you've got to really love others in word and deed. And so the Lord just says, you get ready for a Pentecost. May 31st, the power of God is going to just pour out. And we're believing for a Book of Acts experience. Pray for the sick on that day. Believe God for many, many souls to be saved. And so the Lord says, get ready. Right now, we're in the Great Communion Revival. People are taking communion all over the face of the earth. This is the Great Communion Revival. And this is, I believe, the end time harvest. We're not going to be in it. We are in it. We are in it now. We are in the awakening now. And it's going to grow and grow and grow and grow. It's already flooding the Middle East. Come on. It's flooding. Africa is flooding. Europe is awakening. You know, Great Britain is awakening. America's awakening. Canada, Mexico, all the Latino countries, the Aussies, Asia. And so I want to say to you that stay in an awakened state. Don't let the enemy dull your senses to the truth of God. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes. That's it right there. Receive that. Receive that. That is a word from God for you today, for us today. I just received it. You said receive it. I wrote it. Get ready to receive. I wrote it down. I'm ready to receive. You need to be ready to receive, too, what God has for you. Amen. And stay in an awakened. I'm going to be, if you don't mind, Cindy, thank you for teaching me that. I'm going to stay awakened, what you just said. Stay in an awakened spirit. Mm-hmm. It is exciting to think and to know, actually, that we are living in we really are living in the revelation days. We're here. We're here. It's exciting that God chose us to live here. He could have chose anybody at any time in human history, and yet he chose you.
Yes,
he chose Cindy. He chose Nana. He chose Mondo. He chose Jim. He chose me. Well, he chose our team. It's an honor and a privilege to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. So help us stay on the air. Help us to fight this good fight of faith. I know God. I know God. He's so faithful.
Yes.
And God, he honors faithfulness, and faithfulness honors God. And he is so precious. And we are so thankful for you, Cindy. I love you so much. Give Mike a big hug for me. And I can't wait until you get to come back to Morningside. Yes. I know. Amen. I feel the same way. Can't wait till you get to come back to Morningside.
Yes.
Or we get to go down there and see you.
Yeah, thanks for the honor. Tell Jim I love him. I'm praying for him.
Oh, I will. I'm going to tell him. He's going to be asking me all about this show, these shows. So remember, we have to go. Our time is up. But remember what Jim always says. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for now. We love you.
Bye.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.